an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday, June 2nd, 2019. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is riding shotgun with us. And why has he been in town every few weeks for 4 or 5 days? What is he planning? What are we planning? Well, you've seen the president. He has announced that he's going to break up the trust that are big tech, who have engaged in criminal activities that would make Microsoft in its heyday blush. As you know, Friday it was announced by the Wall Street Journal that President Trump is launching massive antitrust probe, not just of Google, but of Facebook and others. Now, when I returned from D.C. a month ago, I told everyone that, who had met with the president, and we were telegraphed that message from the president, directly from the president. You saw the president tweet out a bunch of InfoWars links, have Don Jr. come out and defend us. That was a symbol that not only is going to defend free speech, he's not going to reject InfoWars and the populist movement that's been so under attack, and that he accepts and approves and supports InfoWars as a key element in the fight to restore the republic. Absolutely demoralizing CNN, Stelter, MSNBC, and others that have been trying to drive a wedge between us and the president. Well, now the president has begun delivering, and we're learning details yesterday and today. And our legal counsel here obviously is developing plans for us to counterstrike and take action. I'm working with other major law firms on the West Coast and East Coast as well. In July, you'll be having these big announcements. A lot of other people are getting ready to launch. And you've had big Supreme Court rulings against big tech, against Apple and others. More are coming. So it's all going to be broken down today. This is incredibly historic. But what does it signify to me more than anything? We're not in the last 50 years where the two political parties scratched each other's backs and sold the nation out and parlayed our wealth into globalism. You see the left in Hollywood and all of them freaking out and being violent because Trump's real. He's really trying to be the president. Doesn't mean he's perfect. And he's trying to return power back to the people and back to the executive, legislative, and judicial instead of transferring it to multinationals. And if you thought things were hot so far, they're about to go into overdrive, in my view, on every facet. This country is at war against the globalist for its very survival. Robert Barnes, your take on how big this is, and we'll come back and get into all of it.
Well, it's huge because antitrust is the big hammer that the president has. Every other remedy that he has out there are valuable remedies. He can do things like condition future contracts on compliance with speech, modify Section 230 so that it requires free speech compliance. All of those things would be good and important. But the most powerful tool he has by far is the antitrust tool. So when Microsoft in the late 90s was trying to do things, I had conversations with people in the defense industry and elsewhere where Microsoft had built-in backdoors and other issues that were raising serious problems with their monopoly power over that portion of big tech space. It was the antitrust action that stopped that from happening, that reopened the doors for internet entrepreneurship to make a meaningful difference in the world, to democratize, little d, democratize the internet space so the public square could have more voices heard and the audience could dictate and determine more of what voices would and could be heard in the public arena and in the public square. But all of that came about only and solely because of the antitrust action. Antitrust is where all the power is. So, you know, the big railroads, the big oil companies, the big banks, the big financial institutions of the late 19th century, they were completely corroding and corrupting our politics and our policies all around the world. What changed that was when we started breaking up the big trust that Teddy Roosevelt and others did in the early 1900s. So what will change it now is this antitrust action is the most significant, most consequential, most impactful action because it has the authority and the power to look at everything. Its remedies include completely breaking up Google. Its remedies include complete change and reform, restructuring at a complete level. So it is the first battle that's going to be a long war, but it's by far the most important and most consequential battle that he could start off with.
And taking on big tech is one of the boldest things he's done, second only to taking on the Chi-Coms, who have their tentacles in everything we do. The country's fighting for its identity. It's very survival, folks, right now. Stay with us.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to say this very calmly on this Sunday, June 2nd, 2019, global transmission. You want to call your friends and family. They need to hear this. There's a reason the globalists in Hollywood and the left all want me off air. Because we're consistently right. We do our homework. We're not following globalist scripts. We're following Americana scripts. And we're rebooting the country, ladies and gentlemen. Trump has already prepared huge antitrust breakup of big tech. This is mother's milk to a starving nation. This is his only move. This is the only right move. But it shows how deep this country is in a war with multinational corporations working with foreign governments and even mainline professors on the left and right, and engineers and scientists are saying China has taken over the internet. Big tech has sold us out. Oh, my God. We've got to have the federal government stop this. People are finally getting it. That means all that we've gone through, all that you, the listeners, have gone through, supporting this broadcast is about to pay off. So get on your knees to Jesus Christ and say, thank you, Lord.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger's my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content. And we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They're becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
And what's important to understand is, once they've banned you off these platforms that are the modern telecommunications town squares, then they can tell any lie they want about you. Folks, huge development, so big that I don't feel even worthy to be covering it all, but next segment we're going to get into it. Trump is preparing. It's been announced. I told you a month ago, but now it's official. They are preparing and are about to openly announce giant antitrust investigations, not just of Google, but of Facebook and others. So this is going to be a big, big deal. This, again, means Trump is even more for real. And then you look at the latest big tech abuses, where even mainline liberal professors are saying that under the new Chinese social score being adopted by the West and built by big tech from America in China, talk about evil, that they're planning to move it here where you won't just be banned from the internet or commerce if you're not a good little leftist, but everyone else can gang up on you and look at where you're at in live time. Even if you don't have any type of devices, you're going to be tracked by all the little spies that join in. Well, that's how it already is. Already, big tech has merged with all the big corporate media to get into people's accounts, to know what they're doing, to track them, to dox them. And that's big news today. So the way big tech, working with the left and all these deranged modern SJWs, has abused their the trust and the confidence they had in the people has been insane. Even the Washington Post, we'll put this up on screen, has come up with a huge article today. Is the individual obsolete? And just admits everything you do is being tracked and controlled. Everything I said 20 years ago, but see, now they think it's too late. They think you've adopted it, so now they'll tell you all about it. My big crime last year wasn't all the fake reasons they gave for taking me off all those platforms. It was that I was successful. I was effective. You were effective. We were relaunching Americana, not just here, but worldwide. And we were exposing that China is where the left goes to invest their money tax-free to be able to then bring it back here and leverage and control. You hear about the Bahamas. You hear about Switzerland, people putting their money in there and it being tax-free. China lets people move there if they're big companies, pay no tax, be above the law as long as they're state-run, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. And that's my big crime, was exposing the social score 6 years ago first. We did it first. That tomorrow's news today. And so that's why they want us shut down, because we're over the target. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, one of the most winning lawyers out there when it comes to civil rights cases and other things. We're lining up some big lawsuits to be launched in July. I'll leave it at that. That's why we've been busy little beavers. We'll be discussing all this coming up, because it's not just up to Trump and the Justice Department. A whole bunch of state attorney generals are lining up lawsuits against big tech. And you, the individual, can do it as well. That's why, as we go to break, I'm going to say this clearly, succinctly, with the maximum Batman level, launching the Batman beam of light into the sky, saying we need help, firing the bat signal. I've got the gloves completely off. I'm swinging for the fences, and I've got a record of knocking grand slams thanks to your prayers and your support. You are the InfoWar, but it takes money. It takes a lot of money to go toe-to-toe with the globalists. I'm not funded like BuzzFeed with $400 million a year to run that piece of crap. Cost us 30-something million to run this. I'm not funded by George Soros, and things like Vox gets $200 million a year. You know what I could do with $200 million a year? A lot. I've got you, though, buying fluoride-free toothpaste and buying high-quality fish oil that's so good for your heart and brain, and getting high-quality coffee that I think is the best out there, and thousands of reviews later, people agree 5 stars. And we're running the Memorial Day week special. Has to end tomorrow. I haven't come up with the new specials yet. That's why it's gone a few extra days. It's 60% off to 40% off. The lowest discounts are 40% off. The biggest discounts are 60% off. Best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's water filtration, air filtration, supplements, books, T-shirts, videos, it doesn't matter. Get in there, folks, and get your coffee, get your toothpaste, get things you're going to want to reuse so you don't forget each month to support us. Sign up for auto ship, cancel for free anytime with one click. And that way you get the coffee, you get the toothpaste, and you don't forget to support what we're doing. Thank you all for the support, though. You're the reason we're seeing all this happen. You're the reason we're the tip of the spear together. So I salute you, but now more than ever, financially support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
potatoes, you want delivery of the goods. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, we're hitting pay dirt here. And so is this audience of activists that have supported us. I cannot thank you or kiss your ass enough. I mean it. I salute you. Because I want to win this fight. And it's incredible how you want to win this fight. And it's so amazing how this crew wants to win this fight. Let me quantify this. And then Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, getting ready with a bunch of class action suits, other suits, you name it, against big tech with yours truly and others. It's going to be staggering what happens in July. Get ready. If you like what Gab McGinnis did with the Southern Poverty Law Center, see all the big resignations at the top of that, everything falling apart, they know we got the goods. And they can't believe that no one's ever fought them. Well, now it's the season of that, legally, politically, financially, spiritually, it's on. And if they start fights, defensively. But we don't do anything offensively. They have attacked us. We're coming back at them. But the last straw was under Obama. They said Apple, Google, everybody move to China. Let them have 0% tax. China followed through with that to help deindustrialize the country even further. There was supposed to be a globalist balance where no nation was supposed to be more powerful than another. But then, of course, the double crossing happened. So our own Pentagon and others, we played the clips here. We told you about it years before it was even in the news, have learned that Google, Apple, Facebook, and others are entering into China, putting Chinese government officials in charge of their facilities, their infrastructure, the code keys, the access to all your devices. That's admitted. That's confirmed. And I've been in D.C. talking to senators and congresspeople who are just now learning about this and completely freaking out. And so the last straw is that Apple and Google and all these people under Obama moved to China, accelerated their hatred of America with China, won't even work with the Pentagon or our government in any way. Google won't even help any U.S. government agency now. And so it's a U.S. company set up by NSA and CIA 20-something years ago, NQTEL, and Trump is preparing to move against it all. Big announcements in the Wall Street Journal, more today, antitrust, breakup. The first thing's going to be an injunction where Google and Facebook cannot buy any new companies. That's how they keep competition from forming. There is so much happening here. This signifies Trump understands and is taking action now in the right way. We'll break down every facet of this in this hour. The next hour, large groups of Africans pouring over the Texas border with organized armed cartels with submachine guns. Released by the Border Patrol video. That's coming up. The Mexican government declares that they are at war with the U.S. in official announcements and says it's the duty of Mexicans to flood the U.S. This is a U.N. takedown plan. This country is in a war. The latest A.G. Barr, powerful CBS interview. It's all coming up next hour, but right now, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, had a lot of suits on this, some successful, some not, but you've been the tip of the spear. We're developing big plans here. Trump's attacking up there. We're attacking here. The citizens are spreading the word. This is a group effort here. But how would you quantify these headlines? This is from us a year ago. Exclusive. President Trump planning major action against tech monopoly censorship using antitrust. Infowars.com. Next year's news today. Here it is today. Google should be afraid. Very afraid. Bloomberg. We'll break it all down. Google's dominance is no longer a sure thing. Wall Street Journal. App Store and Crosshair. Supreme Court rules against Apple with their monopoly. Amazon could face heightened antitrust scrutiny under new agreement between U.S. regulators. Twitter takes down large number of Chinese language accounts ahead of Tiananmen Square of people that are anti-communist. So that's Twitter working with the Chi-Coms to literally arrest and kill people. That is all coming up today. But first, Robert Barnes, let's quantify in this 5 minutes before break historically what this signifies and where we're going.
Sure. It's critical because in order for any civil action to be impactful, in order for any sort of political remedy to be present, there needed to be political cover, and that political cover needed to come from public action by the president. And it's what we've been calling for quite some time, and particularly became imminent and necessary over the last 60 days due to the collective and aggregate action to clearly meddle in the elections coming up in 2020, where they got so far where you couldn't use Alex Jones's name on Facebook or Instagram in a positive or favorable way unless it was disparaging. This was clearly part of a broader, bigger campaign to shift American economic power to China, to go with a Chinese social credit model system in the U.S. You had liberal lefty professors like Professor Robert Epstein talking about it during this time period, talking about it today, about how dangerous this model is. And in order to make action, in order for our cases to have any meaningful cover and for the law to finally be applied against big tech in the courts of the United States, the courtrooms needed to see political cover and public action from the highest ranking executive branch officials. And that meant the Department of Justice, that meant antitrust, that meant President Trump, and all of that is now happening. Antitrust is by far the most powerful tool in the president's quiver, and that tool, it can not only break them up, can enjoin them from buying other companies, can enjoin them from taking certain actions, can put all of their high-ranking executives, many of whom committed perjury before Congress on these hearings a year or two ago, can put all of them under the radar screen. In fact, look at what happened with Monopoly, with Microsoft. Microsoft went from having monopoly power to Bill Gates suddenly deciding he didn't want to work for Microsoft anymore and deciding he was going to retire and go quietly into the good night. And Microsoft no longer having the degree and scope of its monopoly power it once did, particularly in the internet space. They went after him right when they were trying to wipe out Netscape, wipe out independent competitors in that space. So now they...
And if they hadn't have done that, it would have killed the dot-com bubble and we'd be in a depression now.
Not only that,
it was a good, healthy move.
Absolutely. It was critically essential and fundamental because it's what democratized the internet. It's what allowed for all voices to be heard. It's where the people get to control what voices they hear, not powerful politicians, not powerful corporations, not the, just the connected and privileged few, but ordinary everyday people get to pick what news and views they wish to have and share with one another. That only happened. And now the sort of political establishment is trying to counteract that by using its monopoly power to wipe out independent voices and the independent press and independent speech from the public square. And now the president is finally taking action. And that will provide political cover for the suits that we're talking about bringing down the road. Because that will the now we will have the president.
The president's now delivering major air cover.
Absolutely. The president's saying something is wrong with what is happening in big tech. And you're seeing it coming from the left. You're seeing it come from the right. You're seeing it come from a wide cross. Any part of the independent press, not the establishment press, which is now the big tech and big media are colluding with one another in order to corrupt our elections.
And accelerate monopolies.
Absolutely. To monopolize what people think, to monopolize what people can say, to monopolize what people can hear, to monopolize who they should vote for, to complete monopoly on the Chinese social credit model system.
And they're not even hiding it anymore.
Not at all. I mean, in fact, that was the point of Professor Epstein was what's going on in the China social credit system is actually just mimicking what big tech has been doing in the United States, colluding with big media. I mean, here today, you had big tech and big media colluding to dox someone simply because they put out a Nancy Pelosi video, and it turned out they got the wrong person in the process. So that
it's some poor black dude that just reposted it.
Exactly. That's their power.
That's them terrorizing. And again, that's Facebook giving his private info to the media. Talk about selling data or raping privacy. And Zuckerberg calling his users dumb effers. They're literally giving it to the media to then rape the wrong person.
Absolutely. And what it shows is the dangerous power they have. This is a power like railroads had over farmers at the end of the last century. So if we're going to restore American democracy, American freedom, American liberty, it has to start now. And this was the most important thing the president could do. And him doing it is going to change the world forever for good.
Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So if you're tuned into this radio show or this TV program / global broadcast on Sunday, June 2nd, 2019, or sometime later listening to a podcast at Infowars.com/show, you've got to go there to sign up for the free podcast. You've got to go there to find it because we've been banned off all these big tech companies in collusion admitting they want to stop Trump from being reelected. They want to stop a populist nationalist movement spreading around the world. Well, a little bit too late for that. They are losing. And now the president has announced, and we told you a month ago before it was even announced, big action against this. The way you described it before we went live is, I said Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, expert on this. What would you call this? You said Trump just launched the first big battle of the new war against censorship, against monopolies. This really escalates it all. The system now knows that they're in a fight. And when you pull back from that, you were at CPAC, talked to a lot of the top folks there. I've been up in D.C. talking to people. Trump gives the orders. to some people than ignoring. But he just doubles back, and it always gets done. The fact that they're doing this, I knew something was big about a week ago. I noticed certain things I won't mention on air, how the internet works. I'll just leave it at that with, let's just say, tracking a few things. That suddenly Google, with some of the censorship it was involved in, backed it off about 90%. And I told my wife at Monday at breakfast, I said, hey, look at this, sweetheart. And she was like, what am I looking at? And I said, well, before it was like this, now it's like this. This signifies they know the investigators are already on their ass.
Absolutely. And in fact, part of what's happened is you're seeing the originally after 2016, the political left started forcing and coercing big tech to take action by people like George Soros starting to publicly defund them, publicly disinvest from them, such that Facebook started doing major investigations to why that was. And after you saw that happening, you saw CNN and other major media attack big tech for not censoring quicker, for not...
Shorted Facebook. So folks, if you're scared of George Soros, you're going to get real scared of Donald Trump.
Exactly. I mean, what people forget is all the power George Soros or CNN or anybody else has, none of it compares to the power of the presidency of the United States. And I think these people did slowly, steadily got too big for their britches, got more and more aggressive. And when they got to the point where they were like, we're not going to allow the president's, one of the president's top supporters, for his name to even be shared on Facebook or Instagram, for Google to promote it, for on YouTube to even have it in existence, then that was a bridge too far.
And how big was it? Because I didn't want to even say this at the time because it sounds arrogant, but in hindsight, the president, after all their demonization, all their lies, promotes InfoWars, endorses it, promotes it, says what happened to this is wrong. That told them, you're not bossing me around, you're not controlling me, and now this action has to put total dread into them. So I should have started the whole broadcast as this. All their intimidation, all their lies, all their fraud didn't work on Trump. It's only radicalized him to take action and proven to him that they're going to wreck the entire system, kill the whole country, sell us out to China, which we'll talk about next hour, ties into the new attorney general who's trying to save the establishment from themselves, but they're too stupid to get that or to understand that. But the arrogance of the Democrats and big tech and the media working with old media to openly attack dog and censor and dog pile and wolf pack and bring down like piranhas anybody they disagree with, and all the vitriol, they've got to be crapping their britches right now.
Oh, no doubt. When you have people like Bloomberg and Bloomberg News writing opinion pieces and news reports saying Google should be very, very afraid, they should look at what happened with Microsoft. Microsoft's monopoly power.
And that's Bloomberg, who's an insider, saying, you better back off, dude. Godzilla is firing up to blast you.
That's exactly what took place. Because that's what the president used his most powerful tool, which is the antitrust tool. He said about, you know, a couple of weeks ago that he was looking at it. Now it's fully launched. And Google is the first one to go after and is the right one to be the first one to go after. Because Google has more power than anybody. People like Professor Epstein, who's on the left politically, has documented Google, with just slight changes in its search algorithm, can impact up to 20% of the public election poll.
And that makes it, they can win any election they want.
Exactly. And what woke Trump up, I believe, because you look at this, there wasn't a lot of action until Facebook announced in its big media announcement that nobody could share the name Alex Jones, nobody could share the name InfoWars unless it was derogatory or disparaging.
By the way, I don't know if we should say this, but you've been in D.C. around the same time, you know the inside baseball. You're not just saying, oh, I think that's what woke him up. I'm actually, my ego isn't blown up. It actually makes me kind of be freaked out that we got calls, we made calls, things went on here, and when that happened, that really got the president's attention.
Absolutely.
And he said, that's it. You can't tell people whose name they can use.
Exactly. That's when all of a sudden, both his son started accelerating his public commentary on the issue. That's when Tucker Carlson started accelerating his public commentary on the issue. And it's when the president finally started to take action. Because he realized, there's a huge overlap between the original Trump core base of support and the InfoWars audience. And when the president saw, okay, if they're coming for InfoWars and Alex Jones, that means they're coming for my audience, for my constituency. And that means that they think they can manipulate the election.
That means everything he'd been told was true.
Exactly. He realized it wasn't the pitch that Jack and other people had made to him from Twitter and other places. We're like, no, we're just regulating. We're just trying to make speech nicer and cleaner and easier. He realized that was all nonsense because there's no reason to ban a name, to ban a positive reference to an entire network, one that not coincidentally overlaps.
Well, he gets it. It's a beta test for him, which exactly. They started saying days later, hey, we could ban the name Trump. And then they had the neocons over at the Atlantic Monthly. And they changed the headline later saying, Trump's too dumb, Google and Facebook. Don't worry, he'll never remember to follow through. I noticed a day later they changed the headline and rewrote the article. Well, guess who screenshotted it and got it to the White House?
Exactly.
And I'm sure others did too. Precisely. Oh, Trump, you're too dumb. You won't follow through.
It's amazing when the North Korean premier has a better sense of who Trump is than the big tech and big media did. And so what's happened is, because he's made adjustments to try to make sure the peace talks move forward, not necessarily the best methods, but methods nonetheless, recognizing who Trump is. The big media didn't realize this, and big tech didn't realize this. They thought they could get away with it. It was a test run, and it was a bridge too far. If they had been politically savvy and smart, maybe they would have waited a year to do this. Waited until right in the middle of the election season to do so. Now they did so, and they gave enough advance notice to the president that he realized, wow, that's what the consequence of this is. That's why CNN went berserk when he started retweeting out InfoWars links. That's why, because they understood at some level the significance.
Oh, they physically looked like they'd had their guts ripped out their rear end.
Because they
finally got it. All your demonization, everything didn't matter, dummies.
Exactly. And that the president understood. He understood, okay, this is big tech waging a war on free speech, on free press, on free elections.
And they're trying to cut the president's biggest boosters off from him.
Exactly, and make sure that his audience can't hear him, his audience can't support him, his audience can't back him, because it's only one further step to that place.
Well, Trump also sees Fox doing this leftist dance and sliding over against him. He sees what's happening.
He sees that the most reliable audience and one of the most, and the original audience, the organic audience for Trump support in 2015 directly overlapped heavily with the InfoWars audience. And they knew, so he realized this was a message.
Well,
to
we're
him.
Talking to Trump and his people, one third of his most hardcore, unmovable support is us.
Absolutely.
So without that, it's done. And we've just been cool taking all this. I don't even care about me, but the president needs to understand when they say you can't say InfoWars or Alex Jones unless it's negative, that's a giant cult.
Absolutely.
That is the Soviet Union on PCP.
Completely. It's something that even Stalin didn't think to do. I mean, Stalin just airbrushed people out. He didn't, like, permanently ban their names from ever being mentioned in any form of...
Let me ask you this as we go to break. What do you think it's like at Google and Facebook in those boardrooms right now when they know the jig's up and this is real and they're tripling down? They thought that, the stay-behind networks would work. We have too many insiders inside there. We'll beat Trump. Our mutinies will work. Our obstruction will work. It's like Kerry got caught. They're calling it treason. It is. Openly giving secrets to Iran to try to sabotage a peace deal. What are these traitors doing now when they realize who gave you Google? Who gave you Facebook? It's all U.S. government agencies. That's on record that the NSA set up both groups. That's not even classified. And then now, because you were allowed to have the wealth and run it, you just think you can sign us over to China and help China have mobile execution vans and put 2 million people in concentration camps as long as you hop around the Google stage and go, I'm gay, I'm gay. Hey, being gay doesn't save you.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Globalists, I hate you. Freedom lovers, I love you. I don't look at what color you are, like the great Martin Luther King. I look at what you stand for, what you deliver, what you produce. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump is getting ready to deliver in royal spades. This is such an incredible time to be alive. The big antitrust movement against Google. And there's a big story I haven't hit yet that ties into this. I'll cover in a moment. But first, here's the president in Indiana a few months ago, and then his son on Tucker Carlson a few months ago, laying out exactly what Robert Barnes was just talking about.
Look at social media. It's a thing called free speech rights. You look at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants. And I've made it clear that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship blacklisting and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also.
I see it from so many real Americans, just guys that are Second Amendment accounts, people that follow me, like my politics, whatever it is. And they're reaching out to me when I made a big deal of this, saying, wow, it's happening to me, too. But I have a platform to actually do something about it. There are guys. Kevin McCarthy's been pretty vocal about it. But the reality is that nothing has changed. I put up an Instagram post 2 weeks ago about the Smollett thing because, you know, I had the gall to be a little bit cynical about the entire ridiculous situation that was laid out, and Instagram just deleted it. I sort of responded in my normal fashion, rather aggressively, saying, what's wrong with this? Here's the problem, yada, yada. And I got inundated, Tucker. Hundreds of people sending me DMs. Don, you know, my account was shut down because I tried liking one of your tweets, or I tried liking one of your father's Instagram posts that was like him and his grandchildren. Nothing even controversial. And time again, I've had to follow you, Don, three times in the last week because they keep unfollowing you. It's really sad, and it's happening. And the excuse that, well, it's spam-like behavior. No, spam-like behavior is not making Instagram unfollow people who want to follow my content and other conservatives.
That's right. Spam is not when, rape is not when the woman climbs up on top of you and, like, grabs your junk. And I don't mean to be gross here, but that's what they claim rape is now. So let's quantify this. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes here and what we're looking at. Silicon Valley and its lawyers got so arrogant and so left alone by U.S. regulators, and I'm a libertarian, I think that's good overall, that when they wanted to move into other markets, though, the Chinese, the EU, other authoritarian regimes, they came into that vacuum. This is what the White House, when I've talked to them, really gets. Hey, I get it. You're libertarians, you're free market, laissez-faire, all of that invisible hand of capitalism. The problem is the Chi-Coms, the EU, and all these other groups are whining and dining. They're sending in spies. They're corrupting people. They're giving them tax exemption to move to China. So by us not having regulations that defend speech, and by us not breaking up monopolies, you're creating monopolies that are really owned and run by the Chi-Coms. The Pentagon goes, we already get that. You're absolutely right. But the fact that I'm running around saying it, they go into red alert mode. And I'm not bragging. It's just we've really, the audience, setting brush fires out there, getting people worried about this, has really supercharged it. And so the president's concerned. Everybody's concerned. That's what's really happening, is this power vacuum. So the reason people are so upset is big tech believed its own BS. They smoked their own dope. They bought their own chili. They said, well, you can't, under the First Amendment, shut us down for us being a private company. We can do whatever we want. You're operating as a cartel, as a combine with authoritarian foreign regimes. It's espionage. But forget even that angle. The power of the monopoly. You're buying up hundreds of companies a year, sometimes thousands. Facebook, Google are the worst. You shut down all your competition. You sick regulators and media on Infowars.com and Gab.com and anywhere conservatives can even talk. You're openly trying to shut us down when we're not on your platforms. You're flaming dangers to society. You're tyrants. So Trump isn't going to skin the cat. When I was in D.C. a month ago, I was writing reports to the president. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And they kept asking me, well, what do you think? Like, how does the Twitter work? And how does, you know, give us your take about instances of reports that happened to you. And I said, listen, forget all that. I keep saying it. Everybody's telling the president this. It's a trust. It's a monopoly. They're working with other monopolies. It's cartels. It's oligopolies. They're working with foreign governments. Stop them. Go after them. My God. And I think everybody else is saying that now. So that's why this is so epic, listeners. You've done this. When you call the White House switchboard, or when you go to Florida, when he makes his announcement for president and rerunning in a few weeks, you have the word of mouth. You're the real power, not the fake bots. And that's why they're so scared. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, how big is this moment in history?
It's critical, essential. I mean, the entire future of the country and the future of the world really was going to be determined by whether or not we took on the big tech, big media collusion problem. Their efforts to suppress speech, their efforts to censor independent members of the press, their efforts to meddle in elections and corrupt those elections, were going to dictate and determine the future. In fact, it's even more so than the trust of the late 19th century, which was going to determine whether America was going to stay a free economy or a controlled economy in a corrupted political system.
That was just deciding what you could ship on a railroad if you were an insider. This is watching what you do and inside your mind and controlling what you can say.
Completely.
Imagine if the railroad was there saying, we're listening to your conversations and we control what you can say, but we're our own railroad, so when you're riding on the railroad caboose, you know, you don't talk about something we don't like it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's far more impactful and far more powerful, because if you can control thought and you can control ideas and you can control a press and you can control elections, then you can dictate the outcome of civil society across the world. And so you could have the Chinese model of economic and social and political power is the main counterbalance or counter threat to the United States' main system of economic freedom, political freedom, social freedom, electoral freedom. That's in competition with the Chinese model, which doesn't have elections, which doesn't have free speech, which doesn't have free press, which doesn't allow free thought, which is designing its social media credit system using big tech, using U.S. resources, using U.S. universities, using U.S. engineers to help and U.S. companies to manipulate their own audience into a controlled set of thought and ideas and to bow down to their corporate overlords and their governmental overlords. And that's the model that the Chinese system has. Is
and by the way, let's stop there. We talked about this over a year ago, but it's mainstream news on Friday that U.S. universities with DARPA funding are helping Google and Facebook and Apple purposely moved to China because the left hates America and believes that only China deserves it. So we've got such leftists at our universities in DARPA that they are literally worshiping China. That was in the news Friday.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is suicidal maniacville. That is cuckoo land. That these people are. How do you think psychologically they get the average professor who's an electrical engineer, who I know is part of a Confucian society, so he gets 20 grand a year from the Chi-Coms or whatever, to literally hate America so much, you engage in espionage, because everybody else is doing it, to help bring down America and arm the Chinese that have killed more people than Hitler?
Well, it's where, I mean, I would say most college students wouldn't know that these days, and that's probably true of university professors as well. And that's where the ideological progressive left, that not the classic liberals, not the anti-war left, but the ideological progressive statist-oriented left, who has been pushing out an ideology that's very anti-American, that every other society is better than America, sort of aligns with this interest of betraying U.S. It's meant to establish the foundation and intellectual and moral predicate to betray your own country and to betray your own country's ideas in the name of a foreign power who has a different statist objective than the U.S. legal.
Which is the same with the borders. No borders, no wall, exactly. No USA at all. The Mexican president said yesterday, I've got this is next hour, that you don't deserve a border. America isn't allowed to have borders. The guy negotiating the deal with Trump said, we're at war with America. Flood them, get them. Mexico now makes money off the world, flying in smuggled people. Video of hundreds of Africans coming over the Texas border 2 days ago. I mean, we're under military attack.
I mean, there's no question. And when they were willing to go so far as to say, we're going to remove the ability of people on Facebook and Instagram from even sharing the name Alex Jones or InfoWars in any positive way, that was a clear message to the president. And they were really testing him. They were like, if he doesn't do anything now, then we'll be able to take him out in 2020, not because he's unpopular, not because he doesn't win the most votes.
We'll just ban all the names of his supporters, a couple thousand top names.
It doesn't take much. All it takes
is they have a matrix that shows what got him in there. And again, yeah. I get he's 72, great guy, super smart, but he watches Fox News and CNN all day. That's a very small percentage. And Trump thinks, well, he got himself elected. Yeah, you did, because all of us could magnify what you said. I mean, I would have, no exaggeration, on Facebook in 2016. Let's not exaggerate. For that year a day, maybe 5 million views a day. The last few weeks was like 20 million views a day. We had videos with like 36 million views a piece that last week or two, okay? Trump, it was that got you elected, that there was some free open thing where the public could share your videos viral. That's why you won. The enemy knows it. So I know you're all into Fox News. Their top show has 5 million viewers. It's nothing. I know it's a big pomp and circumstance, but it's much to do about nothing. It's the grassroots communicating. It's social media that is king. Hour two straight ahead. Listeners, please spread the live links. Tell folks to tune in now. This is a war.
Live from Austin. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we're in an epic time right now. Trump is doing the right thing. The establishment's undermining him at every front. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the EU, I'm getting chills. They are all trying to bum rush the border, implode the country, claim he's a traitor, claim he's with the Russians. We're going to get into a bunch of other issues next segment, but it all ties together. What do you think the next shoe to drop is? What do you think big tech is going to do? Or what do you think they're debating right now?
I think with big tech, if you're Google and if you're Facebook and you're Zuckerberg and you're these other people, the first thing you should do is turn to the people that have been in the boardroom telling you not to pursue the path that Soros and other people wanted you to pursue and the left and the big media wanted you to pursue. That it was a mistake, that now you're seeing the consequences of that mistake, and you need to reevaluate and reconsider now. So I think that, for example, like people like Peter Thiel, there are others that I won't mention, have influence in those boardrooms at Google, at Facebook, at Twitter, at the Google that owns
And they
YouTube.
Told them don't do this.
That's correct. And they were ignored. Some of them were blacklisted. I mean, what happened to Palmer Luckey and other people is just outrageous. So they have the people have been in the room telling them this is the wrong path. If you want to protect your economic monopoly, do not try to become a speech.
Don't abuse it.
Exactly.
Because people will put up with a monopoly if you don't abuse it, but they always abuse them.
Exactly. They can't help themselves. And so the ideological takeover, I think what frustrated people that love the economic side of the monopoly, but were warning against the political side, was that it didn't aid the economic side of the monopoly. They're like, all this does is create more political
pressure. Give people their open free debate, and then and you may have the financial monopoly, but if it's not a monopoly of ideas, people will put up with it.
Absolutely. It's how they got to that power. All of these people, Zuckerberg at Facebook, promised to both protect privacy and free speech. In fact, just last year they said they were going to protect free speech. Said so publicly on Twitter and other social
media. And it was all talk.
Exactly.
So what do you think they're thinking now?
Now they're thinking, well, that was a big mistake to go with the left and to go with the censorship route. And so they're going to have to reconsider, and are they going to retrench and decide to go to war with the Department of Justice? Look, at anybody who has tried to go at war, friends of mine work at the highest levels of the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice. They win almost always. So nobody can win against
them. In fact, it's almost better, though. I predict, we'll talk about this when we come back, the left is going to attack. I think they go to war with the Department of Justice and the Pentagon. They already were ballsy enough to say, we're not going to help the Pentagon and move to China. I think that past behavior is the greatest sign of future behavior. I think they go on the assault. I don't think they're smart enough. And I think they reap then a giant whirlwind, which when they're defeated will make InfoWars and the reboot the new operating system.
I mean, the effectiveness of going, like you look at it, so Mueller does his thing, try to undermine Barr. Barr comes right back at him and then announces that same Friday, lets it leak that he's going to go after big tech and Google on antitrust. This was a message to everybody in big tech, big media, deep state, that thinks they can continue to conspire against this elected president and undermine our institutions, not just the president, undermine our freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and freedom of elections, and freedom of economics to achieve their objective. And what's happening is Trump is making it clear, and he now has a real weapon in Barr that's going to use the power of the executive.
And you're going to cover it next segment in detail, but let's be clear. Globalism was sold to mainline liberals as a way to stop war and unify everybody. It wasn't to put Chi-Coms in charge so leftists could teach five-year-olds how to be trannies. And the social compact at the elite level is broken, and a smarter elite says, okay, this is crazy. We're not having a civil war. Stop it. And the left isn't stopping. And Barr's going, you better stop. Well, you didn't stop, so Barr's taking the gloves off. This is a big moment.
Absolutely. It's huge. It's a defining moment in the future of the American experiment, not only for the United States, but for the entire world. Because either our model of free elections, free thought, and free speech are going to dominate, our constitutional liberties founded over 300 years ago in the 1776 revolution, either that's going to determine our economic and the world's economic, political, social future, or the Chinese model is. And the president today made clear it's going to be the American model. And
that's right. When it came down to being married to the Chi-Com model, and we learned we're not getting married, we're cutting the bride's head off, and the Chi-Coms are going to have sex with the dead body, our own elite said, we're not into necrophilia, it ain't happening.
Oh, precisely. I mean, they realize that ultimately Godzilla's going to win. So you better be on Godzilla's side.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through fault space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
States was the first country in the world to really give the people basic freedom. We became the most powerful nation in the world with more than half the patents, more than half the wealth of the 1950s, even though we were only 4% of the world's population. That means 96% of the world's population didn't have the wealth of the American people. We didn't get it like the robber barons did from stealing. We got it from just being individuals that demanded freedom, and so we had incredible wealth and power. Out of that came incredible decadence, though, and we're now seeing that in all these locusts, all these globalists coming in to take over. Now, we just, in the last hour, hit the beautiful action of the president, and I want to be clear. You see CNN, other globalists run a state within a state media saying everything Trump does is a failure, the private Federal Reserve trying to destroy the economy, the control corporate media supporting collapsing borders. That's coming up bottom of the hour. This is war against our country, war against the nation state. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. This is the plan. This is global government allied with the Chi-Coms. But if our federal government's run by our president and run by the Constitution, we can break up all these trusts. We can stop big tech. We can end it. And then we see Bob Barr, former attorney general, only the second time in U.S. history you've had that. The establishment totally confirmed him because he wasn't ever really involved in corruption, even though he was high-level CIA and the head of the Justice Department. He was brought in by George Herbert Walker Bush. He was brought in because he was such a high IQ, could work with so many people, and wasn't an egomaniac. And when I saw Trump bringing in this establishment person, I said he got sucker-punched by the fact that they had the senator from Alabama, Jeff Sessions, compromised. I said, I'm going to trust Trump on this. And since then, they have been totally, completely panicked. We're going to play some clips of what he said in the big CBS interview and more, but this is the guy that announced they're going after big tech, which is the Chinese globalist bridge for our data, Huawei, for our communications, for hacking infrastructure. This is the 21st century war. This is the 21st century army. Not Chinese aircraft carriers or submarines. This is how they're going to do it. And Trump gets it. The Pentagon gets it. And the Pentagon's not perfect. Trump's not perfect. But I've always just been trying to get a U.S. government back in charge. Because we've been the good guys historically. And we've got people that have been born and raised in the system and at least believe in human liberty. Not the Chi-Coms have killed five times what Hitler did. So in this segment, we'll talk about Bob Barr with Bob Barnes, also a lawyer, constitutional lawyer, and who he is, and the fact that I asked him in the car yesterday after we went and did some work on these big lawsuits we've got getting ready, and I said, what do you think about Bob Barr? And he said, he's trying to save the system from itself. That is, for me, bingo. That is the prize answer. So let's, in this short part of the segment with 5 minutes left, get into who he is from your research, your connections in D.C., that I know some of the same ones, we won't get into it here on air. But why he would be from the deepest parts of the establishment doing this.
What's unique about Bob Barr is he has the experience and has the reputation and has the connections of an establishment guy. He was there in the 70s when the deep state got exposed at multiple levels by people like Senator Frank Church and others. That's when MK Ultra got exposed. That's when COINTELPRO got exposed. That's when Mark Felt got exposed.
He experienced the blowback of taking Nixon out.
Exactly. What he recognized and realized was two things. One, how the system can atrophy from within by having a sort of, it's the original idea of the deep state is just the construct of the dual state that was explained by an economist editor for the publication The Economist back in the mid-19th century in the UK. Then it was further developed by German philosophers who escaped fascism to try to explain the rise of Nazism. And then it became the deep state in the left in the late 1960s when they were trying to explain what happens when you have a dual state, an administrative state unresponsive to an elected branch of government, take over law enforcement, take over the intelligence branches, take over high-ranking defense departments.
It basically describes mutinies.
Exactly. And what happens, you have unelected people who have their own political agenda. And basically, Barr comes out and says it overtly in this. He says what happens is people start thinking what's good for them, their own personal politics, is what's good for the country. And they can do whatever they want and misuse and abuse their power to achieve that objective. Who is he defining? He's defining J. Edgar Hoover. He's defining the Dulles brothers, who while they're outside counsel to United Fruit Company, then they work in the State Department and the CIA to manipulate Central American politics. And what did that give us? That gave us a coup that led to a civil war, that gave us MS-13, that gives us our current illegal immigration problem.
So he's got 45 years of witnessing all this.
Exactly. He sees, here's when the system goes wrong, when we let the deep state operatives decide to impose their politics on the elected branches of
government. Because when they start a war with the elected government and the people, they lose. He's just saying, kind of like Sam Houston, who was a big war hero, pro-Southerner. He was the governor of Texas when it was a state. And they threw him out of office, ran him out of the Capitol. And he was saying, listen, you're going to lose the North. They got three times the men, 10 times the industry. You're going to get your ass kicked. You're going to win the first couple years. You're going to get your ass kicked. He's like Sam Houston going, you better not start a fight with a guy that weighs 5,000 pounds and you weigh 200 pounds.
Exactly. He's the advisor in the Game of Thrones to the Dragon Queen that says, if you go kill a bunch of innocent people, you're probably going to be dead in the next episode. So that's what he
exactly.
There's basic understanding. And so he understands that. Trump was able to sneak him in because of his establishment history.
So it's like telling Hitler, don't invade Russia.
Exactly.
Or Napoleon. It's like, this is not a good idea. Just stop. And they're calling him the enemy.
Exactly. He's trying to save them from themselves. In the same way that FDR told the big bankers in the 1930s, he said, look, I'm trying to save capitalism and save banking for you, because otherwise they all just want to come up here. And as Huey Long put it, I got to decide when the crowd comes up to the Senate, when they want to come and hang all y'all, whether I stay in here and hang with you or I go outside and lead them and hang the rest of you. So the point is that the system itself, to protect itself, needs to align with the president and the elected branches of government and not be co-opted by these deep state operatives.
And do you agree, though, that the worm's begun to turn? They get that?
Oh, yes. That's why they're panicking. That's why you see Robert Mueller, as we've discussed before, the deep state hitman for going on 30, 40 years, suddenly panic. And after he's kept his mouth shut this whole time, run out and do a press conference, and by innuendo,
because he knows he's under investigation.
Exactly. And all of his allies, and that the deep state is.
Which only dug his grave deeper.
Exactly. That's all it did. That's what Barr, look what Barr does. After Mueller makes his point, first he shows a photo of him in an airplane where he decides to hitch a ride.
Barr shows up in a hunting outfit.
Exactly.
In front of a fire, which means like I'm on the hunt. People don't get what that means. And good old boy, that means like I'm relaxed. I'm coming for you.
Exactly. Old school. So first he's on a big airline where he just shows he's basically a natural born badass. And then second, he does the hunter outfit in Alaska. And third, and does the whole interview where he makes clear what's coming. And then third, he leaks, by the way, we're going to go after Google in a big antitrust action. Just wanted to let everybody know. So that,
which is the globalist power base.
Exactly.
All their power is that. That's gone. They're done.
Exactly. He's the general, and he's marching the army in Trump's direction on behalf of Trump against his adversaries.
So I wonder what the behind the scenes was. I guess the smarter parts of the establishment knew they'd gone too far. They sued for peace with Trump. Let's talk about that and then get into these clips of the new attorney general straight ahead.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. gonna stand my ground.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, good buddy of mine. He'll be co-hosting some with us. Don't forget War Room, David Knight, 8 a.m. every morning. Owen Schroyer, of course, the War Room. That is at 3 p.m. every day. And remember, I can sit up here and I can bitch and complain all day, and I'm not, and explain that we're censored off all the social media. Without you on email and on your private text messages, which is incredibly powerful, that got the new president of Brazil elected, without you telling the world about David Knight and the David Knight Show weekday mornings, 8 a.m., or telling folks about the War Room, 3 p.m. every day, or this show, and how they can listen on local TV stations, local radio stations, how they can watch us at InfoWars.com. Without your word of mouth, we're done. But thanks to you, we're still hanging on. And now here's Trump with the cavalry and the new attorney general, Bob Barr, Robert Barnes. We're going to play some clips, but how epic is this? And what do you think the establishment left is doing now? We see Nadler collapsing. Pelosi can't talk. They really seem freaked out. The left is going even further left to communism. Just in a 2-minute gestalt, what are you predicting currently, because things change, for 2020?
So, I mean, right now for 2020, the president will win re-election as long as he can make sure that the combination of the deep state efforts to undermine his presidency and big tech and big media colluding to meddle in the election do not occur. And that's who he's put Attorney General Barr in charge of. And by putting Attorney General Barr in charge of monitoring what's happening with big tech and monitoring what's happening with the deep state and countering the big media narrative, that will put him in a position to win re-election, given the fundamentals all support him. It's a very safe country. The economy is growing. Immigration's getting back under control. We're reasserting Americana and free speech, free press across the globe. The only way for that to be meaningful and to be impactful is to make sure that the big tech, big media, deep state, collusive efforts to undermine the elected president do not occur, and to reinstate our public institutions and our First Amendment protected institutions. And that's what
Barr's even said. This is really endangering institutions, Justice Department, FBI, CIA, all this, 100 times worse than the church committees. They've been caught. And having CNN say it's a conspiracy theory that Trump was spied on when it's in the damn FISA warrants and they've been caught, it doesn't work. You may be able to tell some of the dumbed-down public that the sun isn't yellow and the moon isn't white. But now, with the intelligence agencies and the government full of people that actually don't like what's happened, you're not going to win. Your little stay-behind networks that were embedded have got to know their time is up.
Absolutely. I mean, there's going to be some other cases that are coming down that we've been discussing as part of a group, an organization that's going to come together to help fund and promote these suits. Carter Page is going to be taking legal action against some of these deep state hacks. An ex-FBI agent, Robin Gritz, is going to be taking legal action against some of these illegal actions.
National talk show hosts that aren't just me.
Exactly.
Covington kid suits against a certain lady.
Exactly. There's going to be a wide range, broad scale action on the civil litigation front to complement what the president is doing with Attorney General Barr. And what the message is, what Mueller did is Mueller thought, hey, you know, if I go out there and reignite impeachment talk, maybe I can get the president to back off. And what he found out was just the opposite. The president doubled down and Attorney General Barr
hours after launch photon torpedoes.
Exactly. What Barr does right away is first he shows a photo where he decides to take a ride on a military airplane.
Pull that up, guys.
And just to show...
And that's pointing out that COG is now coming into place because of the Chi-Coms and everybody else. He's saying, listen, we know this is a foreign military attack. This is a military operation.
Exactly. When's the last time you ever saw any attorney general riding in a...
That's why CNN's even panicking, going, why is he doing... Because he's telling you, we know.
Exactly. And he's showing he's the boss. He's going to be running the show. He has no fear. He's the kind of guy who just hitches a ride on a military airplane, rides it on the back, and then puts it out on social media.
And by the way, that's what he said. Let's play that clip. Let's go to clip 8 first. Attorney General William Barr on caring about his reputation. The real headline is he says, I'm ready to die. I'll be dead soon. And it's not like he wants to commit suicide. That's a manly statement. He's 70-something years old. He says, I don't believe in immortality because they carve statues of you. My immortality is that my grandkids and their kids are free. That's got to scare the hell out of them. Here it is.
But when you came into this job, I mean, you had a good reputation on the right and on the left. Mm-hmm. You're now someone who is, you know, accused of protecting the president, enabling the president, lying to Congress. Did you expect that coming in?
Well, in a way, I did expect it.
You
because
did.
Yeah, because I realized we live in a crazy hyper-partisan period of time, and I knew that it would only be a matter of time if I was behaving responsibly and calling him as I see him, that I'd be attacked, because nowadays people don't care about the merits or the substance. They only care about who it helps, you know, who benefits, whether my side benefits or the other side benefits. Everything is gauged by politics. And as I say, that's antithetical to the way the department runs, and any attorney general in this period is going to end up losing a lot of political capital, and I realize that. And that's one of the reasons that I ultimately was persuaded that maybe I should take it on, because I think at my stage in life, it really doesn't make any difference.
You're at the end of your career?
I'm at the end of my career.
It's a reputation that you've worked your whole life on, though.
Yeah, but everyone dies, and I'm not, I don't believe in the Homeric idea that, you know, immortality comes by, you know, having odes sung about you over the centuries, you know.
So you don't regret taking the job?
No. In many ways, I'd rather be back to my old life, but I think that I love the Department of Justice. I love the FBI. I think it's important that we not, in this period of intense partisan feeling, destroy our institutions. I think one of the ironies today is that people are saying that it's President Trump that's shredding our institutions. I really see no evidence of that. From my perspective, the idea of resisting a democratically elected president and basically throwing everything at him and really changing the norms on the grounds that we have to stop this president, that's where the shredding of our norms and our institutions is occurring.
So I'll be honest. When I first saw Barr being, you know, Attorney General 30 years ago and everything, then I looked him up. But then once I started watching him in confirmation, and then now that I've seen, they are so scared right now. The guy just bleeds integrity with what he's saying and doing. And the perfect answer to the Satanist media, where they only care about their immortality, their name, he says, I don't care about that. I'll be dead soon. That trumps them, pun intended. When somebody says, that's what we say. It's like, I don't want to die, but let me tell you, I ain't worried about it. I mean, I'm not, you put a gun to my head to sell people out, pull the freaking trigger. And that scares the hell out of them. And I watched CBS after when they had other people talking about, they were all dumbfounded.
Oh, no question. He's like Gladiator. That's who he's coming back. He's coming back as like Russell Crowe in Gladiator, a great Roman general coming back to restore and protect the sanctity of the Roman ideal.
That's really it.
Absolutely.
It's the ghost of the old republic.
Exactly. And he values the ideals of that republic. He doesn't care whether he gets a statue. He doesn't care whether they sing songs about him. Though if he keeps behaving this way, they are going to be putting a statue to him, and they are going to be singing songs to him. Because what he's doing is restoring the original American democracy so that the American democracy can last. But, it's not just about the president who's the ultimate expression of that democracy. It goes past him.
And let's go further. They can stick their finger in the wind, folks. We are winning. The globalists are losing. That isn't hype. When I'm losing, I'll tell you. When you're losing, I'll tell you. We're winning.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The last time I checked, the CIA World Factbook claims there's 179 countries. Encyclopedia Britannica says 160-something. I don't know, but there's 160-something countries. But there's one nation with 330 million people that the entire world is trying to take over and control and trying to get into and trying to tell it while they try to get into it that it sucks and it's bad. So in closing on the whole Attorney General Bob Barr discussion before we hit other issues that tie into this centrally, and I'll put it all together with a nice bow on it, why is the establishment so angry at him? And why do they have MSNBC FBI expert panics? Why is AG Barr doing interviews. We've seen Comey. We've seen all of them. We've seen the former attorney general, all of them, all over the news, all over Congress, writing books, talking crap about Trump, talking crap about me. They've had at least 10 congressional hearings that I've watched and played here on air. At least 10. I'm finding new ones all the time where they say Alex Jones is a Russian agent. Alex Jones is on the payroll. Well, if I was ever accused of that, I would be there and have a chance to respond. I don't. No due process. That's a 1,000,000,000% lie on my children. But again, we've entered this new age of no due process. So now they're trying to say Barr is this fraud. And they're so scared. But why are they so scared? Because he isn't rolling over? Because they want to try to remove a popular president and start a civil war they can't win? And they're like, Barr, you were part of the establishment. Why aren't you going along? Because at a certain point, people don't go along with suicide. See, I'm not some needle dick leftist who has some existential need to dominate other people. But I've learned about the chicken SH-T dimension in my life. There are people that don't have real power, don't have inherent energy, who are constantly wanting power. I don't want power. I want representatives that will just be healthy. But weaklings seek power. And the minute you realize that, you understand why we're in so much trouble and how we've gotten here. So here is MSNBC's FBI expert, panics, Clint Waltz. Why is A.G. Barr, while we all attack him like an army ant colony, why is he, while he's being called a traitor and a criminal, why is he daring talk to anybody? They can't believe that somebody's, don't they get that as you take my speech, like shark teeth, more speech comes in? As they remove all the YouTube stars, all of a sudden these new ones pop up. That's the way the universe works, dumbass. Here it is.
What he seems to be saying there is a very political argument that in his view, the FBI agents who investigated the Trump campaign's contacts with foreign actors just had a political objection to Donald Trump as a person. They didn't like his politics, so they launched a completely fraudulent investigation. That is the conspiracy theory Donald Trump believes in. What does it mean to the FBI agents and investigators who are now on the job that their boss believes that any attempts to look into Donald Trump's contacts with foreign actors...
I got to say this, and then constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes will respond. They illegally spied. They've been caught. There was nothing there. They're the ones in bed with foreign governments. They're the globalists that say America sucks. This attempted doubling down when they're the ones caught in all the crimes, that's why Bob Barr is telling him back down, because if Trump wants to, he can smash him like a cockroach. When you go in to get a glass of water at midnight because you already drank your water, you take a piss, you get up, you go to get a glass of water, there's a cockroach, you go, oh, I mean, if Trump wants to step on them, they're done, and they don't get it. Here it is.
Behaving as a Praetorian guard and is illegitimate.
Joy, why is the Attorney General doing interviews?
Fair question.
The Attorney General answers questions. He doesn't raise them. And so every time he goes out and does one of these interviews, he is advancing a conspiracy without evidence. The Attorney General's job is to present evidence on the basis of cases. A year ago, when he's out in the private sector and he's hanging out and he wants to write a 19-page memo, he has the right to do that. He doesn't need to be asking questions and sowing a conspiracy. He also never brings up that the reason this started, probably from the FBI's perspective, is that American citizens were hacked. He never brings up that a former Secretary of State was hacked, that General Colin Powell was hacked.
And by the way, I'm teleprompter free. Bill Barr is the U.S. Attorney General. Bob Barnes is my lawyer. So I'm not teleprompters to get them conflated. The point is, they're acting so scared that he would be doing interviews. They're saying he's not supposed to be doing interviews, but that's all the left's been doing, including Comey and all of them.
Not only that, he says there that Barr shouldn't even be asking questions. So he shouldn't be asking questions. What is he doing asking questions? Because, first of all, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact that Peter Strozek, that the James Comey, Lisa Page.
They all said, we're going to kick him out of office, insurance policy, and they're trying to project that onto Bill Barr.
Exactly. That people like Halper that was trying to set up and entrap Carter Page was trying to set up and entrap George Papadopoulos, that they were laundering information through the Five Eyes. It came out, one of the things that may have been leaked by Barr's team, but it came out that the UK had warned the FBI and the CIA, Brennan, Clapper, and Comey, the sort of the three components of that conspiracy against the president of the United States to get elected in the first place, and then a conspiracy against him once he was elected, a conspiracy that's documented and detailed in the emails that have come out, in the disclosures that have come out, in the misuse and abuse of the FISA process that has come out, in the lies to the FISA court that have come out, that the FISA court itself detailed and documented, that various other individuals have documented all the way through, that there was, in fact, a conspiracy against the president of the United States.
And that's all confirmed. So let me ask you this question then. What comes next as they double down, launch dozens of new fake investigations? Trump's taking the gloves off, going after big tech, their main function systems. He's got the big hammer. What do they do? Are they so full of chutzpah they can't back down?
Well, what Mueller's message was impeachment. His message was that the only way to counterattack Barr doing what he is doing is because Mueller has now been removed. He has no power whatsoever any further. It was start impeachment proceedings. Start harassing the president with subpoenas.
But the numbers show they don't have the votes.
There's no way they have the votes. Not only that, when impeachment usefully focuses the world's attention on what's really going on behind the scenes. And the net effect of that is to motivate and rally Trump's base, not to undermine it. And what Trump made clear this week and what Barr made clear this week was that they were not going to give in to any more threats. The Mueller investigation is over. That bogus investigation into a bogus theory is over. There's going to be nothing that's going to be done about that. If Democrats want to pursue impeachment, have at it.
So the bottom line is Trump gets that they don't want to fix the country. They don't want to share power. They want war. And Bill Barr gets that as well. Yes. And so now the fireworks are about to begin. But Trump has the executive power. He has them caught in all the corruption. They don't have ratings. They have nothing, which is what Bill Barr gets. He's on the right side of history. They should figure it out, but they won't sue for peace.
Precisely. It's what they should do. But what the president made clear, I mean, if you look, back a month ago, month and a half ago, he's doing things like meeting Jack from Twitter in the Oval Office at the White
House. Giving him a chance to stop.
Exactly. Giving him a chance to come clean. Giving him a chance to do the right thing. And because he did the same thing with Mueller, gave him the chance with a report that was honest and forthcoming. Well, it wasn't. The report deliberately misquoted emails, deliberately misquoted documents that have now come out.
So we've all been judicious and hoped they would stop selling us out of the Chi-Coms. Yep. They won't stop. So
exactly. So now it's full-scale war. And the president has a lot more bullets and a lot more guns than they do in terms of the legal ammunition that he has. That includes the...
So that's really the headline. It's full-scale war.
That's exactly what it is. And that's what Mueller made clear. But Mueller said, hey, Democrats, please save the deep state. Please protect us. Please open up bogus impeachment investigation. And Attorney General Barr and President Trump's response was, we're going to keep going. We're going to launch the...
And all that does is confirm to them, you're not backing off, full attack.
Exactly. That he's serious. That this was not...
They took the kindness and the judiciousness as weakness.
Yes.
And now they've summoned a full attack.
Correct. Yeah, now Godzilla's unleashed. And there's no limitations, there's no strings, there's no restrictions.
My God, get your popcorn ready, folks. Live and uncensored.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Bob Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is our guest. We're talking about Bill Barr, the U.S. Attorney General. I've been calling Bob Barr all day. But that's because we're teleprompter free. My brain's pretty good, but I mess up stuff like that. But I want to shift gears. You have the Mexican president saying you don't deserve a border. That's U.N. statements, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. You've got the guy working for Mexico that runs the operations. Mexican official leading tariff negotiations compared Trump to Hitler, called him Mexico's enemy. That's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's just getting crazy. The Black Plague, the drug-resistant TB, the typhus spreading all over the U.S. And Mexico doesn't let illegals in. They just let them into corridors to come to the U.S. And now the Border Patrol on Friday released this video. We're going to roll for TV viewers that I'll narrate. There's no audio. It's FLIR footage, forward infrared looking systems. Illegal alien Africans wade across Rio Grande into Texas. And it's incredible that 9 out of 10 captured do not attend court dates. They're just here. Video from the Customs and Border Protection shows a group of illegals from Africa wading across the Rio Grande River into the United States. Video shows men, women, children from Angola, Cameroon, and Congo, Central Africa, walking through the river into Texas on Thursday. So the UN and Soros have set up a huge business, up to $10,000 apiece, to get them here, bring them in. The shallow river, considered a natural barrier, did nothing to stop or even slow the attempted migrant invasion. This is what's happening now. And then when they get here, they're brought into leftist compounds, weaponized, brainwashed against America, literally conditioned. Even Jordan Klepper, whatever his name is, has a new show the Clintons are financing on Comedy Central, says, oh, I go and cover these refugee camps in Georgia where we're politically training them that Trump's the enemy, America's the enemy, anything for the cost, and Hillary's nodding her head. I mean, this is treason beyond anything you can imagine. Bringing in foreigners and teaching them to hate the country the minute they get here.
Well, and the other factor you have is they're not only sort of replacing politics and creating voting power that's against American citizens, but what you're also seeing, and for example, the person they illegally doxed with their Facebook colluded with the Daily Beast to illegally dox someone.
Yeah, that's in the news today, just to be clear.
Well, it's interesting is how he's African-American, and he's a day laborer, and they explored why he was such a strong Trump supporter because it didn't fit their stereotype. You know, Chris Cuomo said that only older white guys support Trump. Doesn't fit it when actually African-American men were the key voting deciding factors in states like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, because they did not vote for Hillary the way they voted for Obama in places like Detroit and Milwaukee and in Philadelphia. And what, in fact, they found was that he said that one of the things that alerted him and awakened him to support Trump was that illegal immigration was replacing him in the labor supply.
And let's pull that up for TV viewers. Let's just pull up. What was the exact headline? It was, who was it? Doxed him. It's on Infowars.com.
Daily Beast.
Yeah, Daily Beast doxes Nancy Pelosi, video maker, but then it turns out it's not even him.
Exactly, and instead they just targeted him really because he had dissident beliefs, because he's an African-American, he's a day laborer, and his point is that this kind of illegal immigration that isn't authorized leads to him being replaced in the economy. He cannot get jobs at the wages that support his well-being because of what's happening with illegal, unauthorized immigration.
And remember the guy that made the joke video of Trump as a wrestler body slamming CNN, they doxed that guy.
Exactly.
Or a woman that like some Russian bot posted a thing on her Twitter account. They came to her house and said, you're a Russian.
Exactly.
I mean, they're such bullies. And they always get us banned claiming we're bullies.
Correct. And really it's because of people sharing dissonant views of, you know, they don't want to deal. If Bernie Sanders had the same immigration position that he had in 2015, he'd actually have a feasible shot at taking down Trump. But he doesn't, because he's abandoned that, because the new left, for example, Governor Hickenlooper was over at the Democratic convention in California. He said, hey, let's not all be socialists. Let's not all steal everybody's private health care. He got booed all over the place. So
So what do we do about a third of the population that literally believes everything's free and believes politicians telling them that they get everything free, like AOC, are going to deliver? What do we do about a group of mentally ill people like that?
Well, it's a statist ideology that knows in order to propagate itself, it needs a codependent population. That, you know, when one of the first things I did as a young lawyer was work in various legal aid and public interest organizations. And what I found was that the legal aid lawyers didn't like cases or clients that you could help actually get back on their own feet. They preferred codependent relationships.
That never ended.
Exactly.
So the Washington Post asked today, is the individual obsolete? Then acts like the right wing's doing it. No, the individual, if you give them a voice, is not obsolete.
Exactly, and that's what they don't want. The left wants codependent individuals into perpetuity. They don't want to empower the African American community, because if they actually successfully ever empower the African American community, they would no longer be dependent Democrats. They need them to stay in a codependent state. They need them to stay in a state of fear. They need them to be afraid of the state, afraid of the system, but not afraid of an aspect of the state, the social welfare component of the state. They want them to be afraid of, it's the same sort of divisive politics and policies they chose to use against the People's Party of the 1890s. 90s when they tried to drove white farmers and black farmers to be hostile to one another. They needed that because in order to keep them from uniting to serve the common humanitarian purpose.
And that's the reality. Let's put that Washington Post headline back up. Has the Washington Post found its soul? They say leftists, progressives want to dilute the concept of individualism, but that's antithetical to America's premise.
Exactly.
Wow. What is that on the front page of the Washington Post? Is the Washington Post?
Well, you've seen, I think, for some time, Jeff Bezos and others, he has not taken the path.
Well, I'm not even defending Bezos. I've been a big critic. But sure. He's not in. When I finally, like 3 months ago, said, wait a minute. Bezos isn't moving to China. Bezos isn't giving the missile secrets to China. Bezos isn't giving all his code keys to China. China's after him. So I'm like, okay, I don't like Bezos for some of his leftist stuff. But at the same time, am I lumping him in with Google and Facebook, who are literally the devil compared to him?
Absolutely. And what he has done is he's mapped out an alternative path for big tech to take. In other words, go voice both sides. You can voice the liberal opinion, but have the counter liberal opinion out there. You can.
Well, that's when I woke up a few months ago. Is it a psyop? They always make it about Bezos and big tech's doing that because they want to divert Trump onto him.
Yes, I think that's probably true. And I think what you're seeing is he's been much more prominent at saying we should not defer to China. He has not gone in with the
China. He doesn't give the rocket cigarettes to China.
Correct. He has not accelerated. For a period of time, it looked like Amazon was going to start using its control over digital book sales to suppress and censor certain books. It retracted from that. So you're seeing that there is an alternative model for big tech to follow, which is not to be at war with this president, not to be at war with the founding principles of
America. Point is, our big enemy is not Jeff Bezos.
That's absolutely
right. And when I admit stuff when I'm wrong, because I get pissed about monopolistic stuff and all the rest of it and some of the censorship I've dealt with. I mean, I'm not buddy-buddy with Bezos. I just started like going, wait a minute, he's not moving to China. Wait a minute, he's not. It's like Apple and Google are incredibly authoritarian.
Oh, no question. And he's not accelerating the censorship and speech suppression that his big tech colleagues are doing. And so what you're seeing the other big...
Well, no, I picked up clearly they're attacking him.
Oh, yes, that's true. And
so that's when I used to like bash the cops just because I thought it was the right thing to do. And not all cops, but some. Google always monetized the attacks on cops. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, I went, hey, I'm against bad cops. But wait, why do they want me to attack cops? It's kind of like, why do they want me to attack Bezos?
Well, they really want a war between the groups of people who could unite to support a common humanitarian objective. And that's why you see, and it was here, like from the left's perspective, it's, hey, these are people from a poor part of Africa, many of whom historically way back were raided for slaves. So let's look at it from that perspective. But ask the African-American day laborer here in the United States who's going to lose his job or lose his opportunity to make money because somebody's been brought in illegally.
But I'll be honest, I said this years ago, if we had facilities to indoctrinate, I'll be honest, and brainwash them into loving freedom and guns and stuff, then bring in people from Africa. But they admit they have refugee centers where they literally for 6 months brainwash them to hate America and to hate white people, and then they bring in an army of racist zombies. F no, dude.
The organizations that are supporting this, that are propagating this, that are pushing this, have a common ideological motivation. Because, like, for example, there's huge evangelical Christian populations that are being oppressed and harassed in Africa and other
places. Oh, they don't let them in.
Exactly.
It's those, vetted groups.
Exactly. They're not the ones targeted to be brought over. They're not the ones. There was a Latino comedian who does some reporting and journalism on Joe Rogan who pointed out what happened in Tijuana. Those were, in fact, MS-13 members. And that's the reason why Tijuana was putting on Make Tijuana Great Again hats to oppose these caravans. These caravans are politically motivated to politically impact and economically impact and undermine.
These are brainwashed globalist armies. These are not third world populations. Coming up, we've got another big live show in 1 minute, Infowars.com/show with Mike Adams. I'll see you back tomorrow with Robert Barnes in studio. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.